I've been waiting on you. I've been longing for you. I have the utmost desire to spend time with you. There are so many things that I want to give you, that I desire for you to have. There are so many areas that I want you to prosper in. There are so many degrees and levels that I want you to excel in, but it requires you to spend time. Where are you? Where have you been? Come on. Come on. I stand before you, arms open wide, waiting for you to come in, waiting for you to walk in, to enter into my presence. How I long to see you. How I long for you to know me. How I long for you to see me, to experience the goodness that I am. Won't you come on? Come on in. The water's fine. Woo, if you only knew, if you only understood, if you could get a glimpse, if you could grasp the goodness that I am, you wouldn't hesitate. You wouldn't hold back. You wouldn't be distracted. You would enter in, leaping with both feet, arms open wide to cling on to all that I am. All my promises, I answer yes. In my presence, so be it. Don't take me for granted. Don't take me lightly. And don't think that spending time with me, that Bible reading, that prayer time, that worship time, that praying, all that, don't think it a chore. Don't let it be a burden. But yet, it's an opportunity. Woo, if you could see the results of that time spent, if you could see on the other side of the praise. Oh, you've gotten to the routine and you've become complacent at coming to CFC and being a Christian and being a so-called believer. But I'm asking you to come closer to me, to enter into my presence, to enter into who I am, to find out what I have in store for you. Will you pursue? Will you pursue? Will you take the time to find out who I am? Glory be to God. Glory, glory, glory. Whoo, thank you, Lord Jesus. Spending time with God is not a bad thing. The exact opposite. The world would have you believe that this is a relic from the past, that this faith walk and this church time and this prayer time and this Bible reading time, that it's all a hangover from times gone by. It's all a relic of the past that is no longer relevant today. It's just a thing people do to get comfort. No, 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 no. God says, I'm as real as it's ever going to get. I am the real deal. Scientists have theories on how the universe works, and they have mathematical equations and formulas to explain how this works and how that works. And because they have some insight and some understanding, they think that they know better, that there can't be a God. But I'm telling you tonight, there is no God but our God.